Good morning, and welcome to Centro Puerto conference call following the results announcement of the quarter ended on December 31st, 2019. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note this event is being recorded. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please refer to the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.centroporto.com. A replay of today's call will be accessed by accessing the webcast of the investor support section of the Centro Puerto corporate website. Before we proceed, please note that certain statements may be made by the company during this conference call are forward-looking statements, and we refer you to the forward-looking statements section of our earnings release and recent filings with the SEC. Centro Puerto assumes no obligation to update forward-looking statements except as required under applicable security laws. In addition, all financial figures were prepared in accordance with the IFRS and are stated in the Argentinian pesos unless otherwise noted. For follow the discussion better, please download the webcast presentation available on the company's website. Please be aware that some of the numbers mentioned during the call may be rounded in order to simplify the discussion. On the call today for Central Puerto is Jorge Rauber, Chief Executive Officer, Fernando Bonet, Chief of Financial Officer, Milagros Grande, Financial Manager, and Tomás Daguilán, Investor Relations Officer. And now I will turn the conference over to Jorge Rauber. Mr. Rauber, you may begin.
Thank you. We are joining you today with our management team from Buenos Aires, Argentina, to report on the results of the fourth quarter 2019 and to answer any questions you may have. Our agenda for today's call, as you see on page 2, we'll begin with the update of the expansion project developed during the fourth quarter 2019 in full year 2019, and then continue with the operative figures of the quarter. Finally, Fernando will analyze the financial results of the quarter and the full year and explain the recent changes in the tariff for Energía Base, effective as from February 1st, 2020. As you can see on page 3 of the presentation, during 2019, we have managed to expand our installed capacity 12%, including 367 megawatts of thermal units and 94 megawatts from renewable wind farms. As you may remember from our prior calls, during the second quarter 2019, we purchased the Brigadier López plant, and in the third quarter 2019, the wind farms La Castellana 2 and La Genoveva 2 commenced their commercial operations. During the fourth quarter 2019, we also had good advances. For example, as you can see on page 4, the new Luján de Cuyo cogeneration unit started operations on February 5. 7 weeks before the schedule agreed with CAMMESA, adding 95 megawatts to our installed capacity. The early initiation of its operation represented around $7 million in additional income. Recall that as a cogeneration unit, this machine is among the most efficient of the system with almost full dispatch during the whole year. As a matter of fact, during the quarter, this new unit generated around 180 gigawatt hours. We also continue with the development of the Terminal 6 San Lorenzo Project 2, as you can see on page 5 of the presentation. This unit will add 330 megawatts to our installed capacity and, more importantly, will provide electric energy and steam with high efficiency for our customers. We have already completed around 70% of the construction. The COD committed with CAMMESA is on September 2020 for the complete project, and we expect the gas turbine to be operational during May 2020. We also had good news on the renewable energy projects. As you can see on page 6, the Manque project started operation for 58 megawatts of installed capacity during December 2019 and completed the construction of total installed capacity of 57 megawatts during the current quarter. Additionally, during February 2020, Los Olivos commenced commercial operations, adding 23 megawatts to our installed capacity. Going forward, we continue with the construction of La Genoveva 1 wind farm, which will add 88 megawatts to all in our installed capacity under the Renovar program in November. We have received in November we have received $76 million loan from the International Finance Corporation to support this project under a project finance structure. Although the contractor COD of this project was May 2020, it may be delayed during the recent outbreak of the coronavirus, which may affect some of our suppliers. This problem could affect the other project, the Terminal 6 San Lorenzo project as well, especially further restrictions are applied to international travelers, since many of the technical specialists required for the startup of the project are based in foreign countries. Going now to our key performance indicators of the quarter, as you can see on page 8, energy generation during the fourth quarter was 4.2 terawatt hours of electricity, 18% higher than the fourth quarter of 2018. This increase was first due to a 17% increase in hydro generation from Piedra del Águila related to higher water flow in the Limay and Coyoncura rivers, and secondly, energy generation from the renewable units also increased 17%, mainly due to the positive impact of the purchase of the Brigadier Lopez plant and the new cogeneration unit in the Luján de Cuyo project. Additionally, generation from our thermal units increased 46%, mainly due to a positive impact of the new wind farms, La Castellana 2 and La Genoveva 2, which began commercial operation in the third quarter 2019, adding 56 megawatts to our renewable energy portfolio in Manque, which commenced operation with 38 megawatts during December 2019 to supply large users under the Turnmark regulatory framework. Regarding the projects and the deregulation, which as of today have all reached their commercial operation, we have happy to announce that 100% of the energy from them has already been contracted directly with large users, with prices set in US dollars in long-term PPAs. Regarding our thermal units, as you can see on the graphic on the right in the same page, we continue to show an excellent track in terms of availability, reaching 92%, 3 percentage points higher than the same quarter of 2018. This figure is 10 percentage points above the average availability of thermal units of the total market, showing Central Puerto's competitive advantage. And now I will turn the call over to Fernando, who will comment on the financial highlights.
Thank you, Jorge. Before starting, it's worth noting that the financial statement for the year end on December 31, 2018, includes the effect of inflation adjustment, applying the International Accounting Standard number 29. Accordingly, the financial figure that I will mention has been stated in terms of Argentine pesos of the end of the reporting period, including the data from previous periods and the growth comparison here mentioned. Consequently, the comparative information including the financial statement for the quarter ended on December 31, 2019 is not comparable to the financial statement previously published by us. I will first refer to the result of fourth quarter 2019 as compared to the fourth quarter 2018. The result from our operation during the fourth quarter of 2018 were in line with our expectations. As you can see on page 10, our revenues increased 52% to 11.4 billion pesos in the fourth quarter, compared to 7.5 billion during the fourth quarter of 2018, mainly driven by an increase in sales under contract, which amount to 3.1 billion pesos during the fourth quarter of 2019, as compared to 800 million pesos in the fourth quarter of 2018, mainly due to the revenues related to Brigadier López plant acquired in June 2019, the energy generation from wind farms La Castellana 2, Genoveva 2, and Manque, which start operation during June, September, and December 2019, respectively, and the new Luján de Cuyo cogeneration unit, which start operation in October 2019, and an increase in revenues from Energía Base that totaled 7.8 billion pesos as compared to 6.3 billion pesos in the fourth quarter 2018, mainly due to higher generation from units under this regulatory framework and the income related to cell supply fuel, which amounts to 3.6 billion during the fourth quarter of 2019 compared to 2.2 billion during the fourth quarter of 2018. Going to page 11, we can see the change in our adjusted EBITDA, which reflects the increase in our gross profit, which in the quarter rise 22% as compared to the same period of 2018. This was due to the increase in revenues mentioned before and was partially offset by an increase of cost of sales that totaled 6.2 billion pesos compared to 3.2 billion pesos in the third quarter of 2018. The increase in the cost of sale was primarily driven by, first, an increase in the use of cell supply fuel used for both the production of steam or to replace part of the fuel previously supplied by CAMMESA for the units under Energía Base framework, which totaled 3.2 billion during the third quarter of 2019 as compared to 1.7 billion pesos in the third quarter of 2018. Second, the increase in OPEX related to the new thermal and renewable energy plants. And third, depreciation increase in 800 million due to the new thermal and renewable projects. Operating income before other operating results net increased 22% to 4.3 billion pesos compared to 3.5 billion in the fourth quarter of 2018. This increase was due to the above mentioned increase in gross profit, and second, an approximately proportional increase in administrative and selling expenses that totaled 840 million pesos and 20% increase as compared to 700 million in the fourth quarter of 2018, mainly related to the new generation project. Finally, other operating results net decreased 340 million in the fourth quarter, mainly due an impairment in a property, plant, and equipment, which amount 3.4 billion pesos in the quarter due to a higher discount rate and the changes in Energía Base regulatory framework. This was partially offset by 1.5 billion gain in foreign exchange difference associated with the FONI and similar programs trade receivables, which are denominated in US dollar, as compared to a loss of 2.4 billion in the fourth quarter 2018. As a consequence of these variations, the adjusted EBITDA was around 4.2 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2018, increasing from 2.9 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2018. The consolidated net income was 1.3 billion pesos compared to 1 billion in the fourth quarter of 2018. In addition to the factors mentioned before, the net income was mainly affected by the higher financial expenses that amount 2.3 billion pesos in the fourth quarter of 2019 compared to 840 million pesos in the fourth quarter of 2018, mainly due to the interest and foreign exchange rate difference accrued on the higher net debt position during the period related to the loans obtained for the thermal and renewable energy expansion projects and the acquisition of Riadero López plant, most of which are denominated in US dollars. Just to recap the main financial figures of the year 2019, please refer to page 12. Our net income was 8.7 billion pesos, which represent a gain of 58.5 pesos per ADR. Compared to the net income in 2018, it's important to recall that on 2018 we had an extraordinary one-time gain associated to the update of CDO receivables, which amount to 17 billion pesos before taxes, which explained most of the drop in our adjusted EBITDA and net income of 2019. The adjusted EBITDA was positively impacted by the new project, which was partially offset by the impairment in some of our thermal assets due to a higher discount rate and the change in Energía Base framework. Going to page 13, you can see our cash flow for 2019. Net cash provided by operating activities was 11.9 billion during 2019. This cash flow arises from the operating income mentioned before, and the net cash provided by financial activities was 17 billion in 2019. This amount was result of 19.6 billion in loans received net of principal repayments related to expansion projects mentioned before, mainly related to the acquisition of Riadero López power plant, the Luján de Cuyo nuclear generation unit, and La Castellana 2, La Genoveva 1, and La Genoveva 2 wind farms. The net cash used for CAPEX and investing activities was 27.9 billion in 2019. Finally, let us mention some of the regulatory changes introducing for units under Energía Base, a summary of which you can see in page 15 of our presentation. Initial Energía variable prices remain almost unchanged, although denominated in Argentine pesos. Initial power fixed prices for thermal units were reduced around 16%. Initial power, fixed power prices for hydro plants were reduced in around 45%. And then this new regulation creates a new remuneration for generation in the 50 power peak hours of the month, which in our estimation should help to mitigate the power fixed prices reduction in around 30%. And the prices are now set in Argentine pesos with an adjustment and monthly adjustment considering as a mix of 60% of the consumer price index and 40% of the wholesale price index. You can see further details in our last press release. As a consequence of these changes, we expect a reduction in our legacy EBITDA of 15%, and with this reduction, the Energía Base in our EBITDA for 2020 will drop from 40 to 36%. It's important to note that this price change only affects the spot sales, that is, Energía Base. The sales under the PPAs and the cash flow from phone investment and CBO installments are not affected by this change. Thank you, and now we invite you to ask any questions to our team.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Again, if you have a question, please press star then one. At this time, there is no question, so this concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Raubert for any closing remarks. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I see that this is a question from Frank McGann. holding for waiting for opportunity to ask a question.
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't see him. Okay, the next question is from Frank McGann from Bank of America. Go ahead.
Hi, excuse me. Good afternoon. Just one quick question. The presentation was very clear and complete. At the end, you mentioned something would be down 40-50%. I just wanted to check what that referred to.
Yes, this is the impact that we are seeing in our Energía Base EBITDA.
We are
seeing an impact of around $38 million in our EBITDA for this new resolution.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you very much. That's it.
Go ahead, Mr. Frank.
No, I'm finished. Thank you very much. That was very helpful.
Again, if you want to ask a question, please press star, then one. Okay. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Rauben for closing remarks.
Thank you to everyone for your interest in Central Puerto. We encourage you to call us at any time for any information that you may need. Thank you and have a good afternoon.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.